What up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
What's up, Miss Ella May?
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Millie, man.
Blazing the hottest hip-hop in R&B. WBRU 360. 101.1 FM.
101.1 FM WBRU 360 is the Midday Spark Up right here every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. with my guy, DJ Franchise. Franchise, what up?
Another day.
Another day, another Tuesday. Today is August 15th, and it is a rainy day out there. It's a nice day for you to be inside and do nothing if you're not at work. But if you're at work, then just get home and do nothing. Sometimes it's so nice to do nothing. I'm so tired of being up and moving around and running errands and paying bills. We need reparations today because I'm so tired of working. It's not even funny. But also, the bills must be paid, so it's whatever. But I want to start off with some shout-outs and some announcements from this past weekend. I want to give a shout-out to Tony T, whose EP, Phases, is out right now. She was live at A-Loft this past Saturday, and it was beautiful. Wow. We are witnessing a star be born, a star develop. I don't remember the last time I saw somebody like that. I do remember the last time, but anyway, it's not about that. She had two outfit changes. She was looking like a super duper superstar. Deb was out there hosting, who looked also very beautiful, and Jess Mardi, who was the event designer. And we shut that hotel down. I don't think Alof has ever been blacker. There was a lot of people out there who came out to support her. Shout out to a man named Ronnie, who said that he had goosebumps all throughout his body when Tony was singing. So it was very, very dope. It was a good way to spend my Saturday. And I also want to tell people to stop asking me where I've been. Okay, I've been home trying to save my money because I spent way too much money this past year already. And it's only August. We have some months left. And so you know what's coming up now. It's Halloween. I'm a mom. Got to get the costume. Back to school, gotta get the clothes. Also, my daughter's birthday is coming up, so I'm just gonna be out the way until next year. Catch me next year. I'm not gonna be outside anymore because I gotta save my money and be more responsible, because money is so much quicker to spend than it is to make. I also wanna give a shout out to Sarah Lopes, who is having another outspoken event. If you don't know, that is a poetry event. She also holds open mic, so if you are a poet and you are looking for somewhere to express yourself, hit up Sarah Lopes on Instagram, and she's always looking for new talent. So shout out to Sarah Lopes. Also, I want to give a shout out to everybody who is looking for love, because we are at the start of cuffing season. Franchise, you already know what it is. Maybe we can try again this year. Come on, buddy. Love. It's cold out there. It's rainy. You need somebody to Netflix and chill with. No? Okay. Anyways, it is the beginning of cuffing season, which means that your draft picks should now be narrowed down to five.
Is there really a legit date for cuffing season?
Yes. I'm going to get to it in the love report.
Really?
For sure. Yeah, there's a date.
All right, my bad.
I'm sure, you know, somebody made it up, of course, but there is a date. And this reminds me of Spark Up Podcast very first episode. We talked about cuffing season, and it was a hot, hot mess. Shout out to Ruben, who has shown so much growth over the years and doesn't say any wild things anymore. Well, not that wild, but he still says wild things. So we are at the brink of the fall. I don't know if y'all feel that wind chill out there, but it's feeling already a little crispy. I see a leaf turning orange already. We are being robbed of our summer right before our eyes. This is crazy. It's been raining like every week, at least 2 to 3 times a week. And then it floods every 5 seconds, literally. The minute the rain falls, the streets in Providence are flooded. I'm like, who is in charge of the sewage? And where does the water go? Like, have you ever thought about that? When it rains, like, where does the water go? And why is it all in the streets and not in the sewage? Do we not have enough sewage? I don't know how that works. Who do we talk to about that? I'm going to file a complaint.
Your mayor.
The mayor, yes. I don't have any junk to talk about the mayor today.
Have you ever asked him to come on your podcast?
No.
You've had every other mayor except for him.
I've only had one mayor on there. Look at you starting rumors. I would love to talk to him and see what kind of political answers he has for me, because he's very calculated. What?
You ever reached out to him?
No, I haven't. Actually, I did. I reached out to what's her name? Dorian McGriffin, who schedules and books things for him. But it was for my job, so I never reached out to him on a personal level. But I would, that would be interesting. Maybe he should come up. You think he'll come up these fire escape scares?
Nah.
No.
Nah, I don't think
so. You never know, though.
I know.
If he really wants to show up and show out, he'll be right here in this seat. Right on this microphone, talking to all the blacks all across the city.
If you reach out, I'll reach out. If you reach out, I'll reach out.
Okay, perfect. It's a deal. Let's see what he can. What we
both
can fail.
You know, we possibly both can fail, but
he's a busy guy. He'd be showing up to all the events for like 2 seconds. It's like, now you see me, now you don't. He's like a magician, magically turning our city very white. Anyways, when we get back, we'll be talking about rapper Magoo, who passed away at 50 years old, and a lot more. Keep it locked.
Yeah. 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 Not tight. I skilly skilly.
Definitely yes.
What season is that?
Couple season. That's all you.
Slow down, buddy.
So excited to talk about it.
I love love. Even if I'm, regardless of my status, I love love. I think we should all be in love. It's so good to be in partnership with somebody. Somebody that can listen to you talk junk about your day, listen to your corny jokes and laugh at them. You know, it's just so nice to have love. You should try it.
Neither one of those two examples makes me want to have love.
Wow. Well, tough crowd. Anyways, pop culture. Rapper Magoo passed away August 14th. That was yesterday. At 50 years old, and his death is currently unknown. But rapper Magoo is an early collaborator and producer of Timbaland. Early collaborator of producer Timbaland. They were Timbaland and Magoo back in the day. They had a classic album. I would call it a classic, right? Would you consider it a classic? Welcome to Our World, 97, with Up Jumps the Boogie, Love to Love.
It was a good album.
It was a time. It was iconic. A lot of hits came from these two together. Also, Drop. Of course, if you watched, what's that movie called? You Got Served with B2K. You know that this song was huge. And I think it will still go in the club if you play it today. But he has passed away, and we don't know how he passed. But rest in peace to Magoo. Definitely an iconic figure in hip-hop. You know, part of many, 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 many moments with Timbaland. And Aaliyah as well. I remember when Up Jumps the Boogie came out. I was very young, but I still remember that video, and I still remember. We gon' show you how we party. That is a bop. Tell me now.
It was fine.
Come on now. They had a whole movement over there. They put Virginia on the map.
They did.
Rest in peace, Magoo. Speaking of Magoo, isn't it so crazy to grow up and realize that Ginuwine is a cornball? Like, all this time, I didn't know he was corny like this.
Why would he do?
He's old and foolish. You don't see the stuff he'd be doing on stage. He'd be climbing up on speakers.
Falling down. I seen all that.
He'd be making weird faces and just doing the most. I feel like, I don't want to judge and assume, but it looks like he's on something sometimes. And
once
I hope
he joined
not.
That, what was that group he joined? What was it?
TGT. Nah, they made a fire album. They made a fire album. Don't laugh at that album. It was a good album.
That was it, right? For all of them. For all of them. That was
nah,
the beginning.
Tank is still making music. Tank, I can't speak for Tyrese. Tyrese is also a
they
mess.
They all have personal problems since then.
Wild time that we get to see our artists be very foolish on social media.
You know Tyrese is suing Home Depot?
Tyrese is suing. Yeah, he said it's hard to sue them because this is Disneyland. I'm like, sir, what are you saying? Tyrese is always saying something crazy out the side of his neck. I'm interested in seeing what that is about because there's not much information on that. But moving forward, there's a video of Scarlett getting gifted a diamond chain from Busta Rhymes. And this is not the first time Busta Rhymes has shown her love. So it's nice to see an OG honoring and embracing a new artist. I like her a lot. A lot of people are saying she's the female version of DMX because she's very tough and aggressive and graphic. Her first hit, what is it called? Welcome to New York. Or This is New York. It's fire so far. So let's see where her career goes and how being embraced by an OG will hopefully level her up. And in other news, Michael Ower, football player whose life was depicted in the movie The Blind Side, alleges he was never adopted by Sean and Leigh Ann Toye. I think that's how you say the name, Toye. But signed into a conservatorship. So basically what he is saying or claiming that they allegedly never adopted him. They made him sign a conservatorship instead. So basically, they were stealing money from his career. And there is an article on CNN that goes on to talk about how now he has lawyers, and his parents or his adopted parents have lawyers as well, and they'll be taking this to court. And they're saying that he made $37 million in his football career. So that's not a little bit of money. That's a lot of money, especially for someone who has never had a family, never really had a stable home, and these people took him in.
Do you know the story of that?
Yeah, they said they found him. They took him in. At 16, they gave him a place to stay, started taking him shopping and stuff.
They went to his family and was like, yo, we'll take him here so he can get a better opportunity to play football. That's that's how that whole system started.
So they basically bought him.
That's how that whole system started.
This sounds like modern day slavery.
He would have never gotten the light of day for playing football if he didn't go to that white city.
And that's
been a traditional thing that...
That happens.
That started happening.
That happens. But also, I think there's a fair argument to say, like, if they invested in him, like, does he kind of owe them money?
That's a great question, because they did invest in him. That's a great question.
Yeah, so I don't know. This is going to be an interesting case to watch. The lawyer of the parents or the adopted parents, they'll be speaking out today. So I will be looking out for that and seeing where that lands. But it's very interesting. I don't know. You got to watch out. Don't sell your soul over some coins. I'll tell you that. We'll be right back. Keep it locked.
Drop on the clues bombs of Providence, Rhode Island. Nice city, man.
That's where my brother went to college.
Really?
To, Brown University.
I like the energy in Providence, Rhode Island.
That's a good song for you, right? You relate to that song.
My God, anyways.
Getting your bag, staying in your bag. That's you. About the bag.
Yeah.
Ignore the love. Who broke your heart, franchise? Let's talk about it. It's just me and you right here.
So many.
Close. So close to get the tea out of him, but I don't think we ever will.
So many.
All right. We're moving on to some local news. Did you know that the area on the south side where all the... I'm not going to say that out loud. That's not nice. Okay, do you know where the McDonald's is on Broad Street?
Yes.
Did you know that that area is called Trinity Square?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Really?
I was yesterday years old when I found that out. I was driving down Broad Street and I noticed a banner. And on one of the banners is Jeremy Pena, of course, who plays for Houston in the MLB and is obviously going down in history as one of the greatest athletes to ever come out of Rhode Island. And then I noticed there were more and more banners throughout this street. And they all have these figures that are amazing people that have done amazing things. One of them is Ciceretta Jones, who was the most interesting to me. She's the first black person to perform at Carnegie Hall. Ciceretta Jones' singing talent was evident from an early age. When she was 6 years old, her family moved to Providence, Rhode Island, where she attended Meeting Street and Thayer schools. In Providence, she began singing in the choir of the black church, where her father ministered in 1883, started to study music formally at the Providence Academy of Music. And they go on to talk about her history. But there's more in-depth information about this. Her father was actually the leader of the choir of the church on Elmwood. What's the name of that street? The name of that church? I forgot it. But it's a very popular church and it's been around forever. It's actually a very, very heavily historic church.
The one right down the corner?
Yes, the big, big, big building. There was also Davy Lopes, of course, if you've ever been to the Recreation Center. Some of you may not know why it's named after this guy, but Davy Lopes is a four-time All-Star baseball player of Cape Verdean descent, born and raised in East Providence. He began playing baseball on his high school team at LaSalle Academy, eventually making his NBL debut with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1972. And after a 16-season career, he transitioned to coaching professional baseball for a variety of teams across the nation, finally retiring in 2017. And Providence's Davy Lopes Recreation Center is named in his honor. And there's a whole bunch of other names on here. There's Victor Morente. There's Marvin Barnes. Did you know about Marvin Barnes?
Yes.
I didn't know about Marvin Barnes.
Really?
No. I didn't know about a lot of these people. So this is very, very, very fire. If you want to know more information about these Rhode Island figures, you can head over to trinitysquaretogether.org/bannerproject. And there's a lot of names on here of people that did really, really dope stuff right here from Providence, Rhode Island. So go check that out. They should put, what's her name up here too? Viola Davis. But I guess we can't do them all. Maybe we could do it next year again. But there was a lot of names up there that I've never seen. All the names I think I've never seen.
Is that it? No more Washington Park? It's now Trinity Square?
No, Washington Park is on the other end of Broad Street. I'm talking, about, where classical
Central and
yes, right, that area is called Trinity Square to get Trinity Square and an organization called Trinity Square
called
together.
Many other things.
Yeah.
I'll take Trinity Square though.
Yeah. I was so close to saying it on air, but I was like, that's not very nice. So we'll just keep it pretty. We'll keep it cute. And also, I want to give a shout out, speaking of local news, to David Duke Jr., who held a series of events this weekend for the youth through his foundation called the David Duke Jr. Foundation. This is not the first time I see David Duke doing a basketball event here in the city. So it's very honorable to see someone who has made it to the NBA and continues to give back and also staying close friends to people who have believed in him and been by his side throughout the time. Shout out to APF Label. And also a shout out to Lisa Ranglin, who is CEO of REBA, that's Rhode Island Black Business Association, who was interviewed by WPRI this past week, if not yesterday, to talk about how we can support Black businesses, especially being that this month is Black Business Month. A lot of us are always talking about support Black, support local, support small, but we don't actually do it. So I think it's worth the watch and worth the listen. This is a powerhouse of a woman. She is CEO of an organization that she started from the ground up and is now booming. So shout out to everybody over at REBA and shout out to Lisa Ranglin, who is a powerhouse and a woman we should all be looking up to and finding out how we can give her a helping hand, because what she's doing for small businesses is monumental. Truly, because a lot of people that apply for the for that program get grants, they get training for taxes, they get help with their website and graphics and all kinds of things. So if you are a small business that's POC, or I think anybody can sign up at REBA, you can get some help for your small business, because we know how hard it is to have a business here in Rhode Island. But where there's a will, there's a way. So go out there and find out how you can apply to be a client for REBA. Shout out to Lisa Ranglin. Let's keep it locked. We're gonna we're gonna talk about love when we get back.
Once again, it's on.
That Ursa John and Luda had to do it again.
Lovers and friends. And speaking of lovers and friends, it is now time for franchise's favorite segment called The Love Report, where we talk about love, relationship, and dating, and I give you all the tips and advice. You know what? I think I should be a dating coach. I think I would be good at that. How much money do you think I can make off of that?
Aren't you single right now?
Yeah. So what does that mean? What are you trying to say? I'm not credible because I'm single? Huh? That means I've been through some things to land me here where I am. I'm not single by choice. If it's up to me, I'll be in a relationship right now, because being single is so boring and so trash out here. Have you seen what it's like out there?
Yeah.
People look sad. The men are broke, desperate,
all right,
and drunk.
Can we continue on?
Okay, I'm sorry. All right. So today's topic is cuffing season. We are now in August, in the middle of August. We are halfway. And that means we are very, very close to fall. And if you look up cuffing season, there's mad articles on this. But according to the Urban Dictionary, cuffing season is the cold season when everyone's coupling up, so you settle for a new boyfriend, girlfriend, way below your standards. I don't know if that's accurate, but basically, it's somebody to hang out with.
I didn't know that
during
part.
The court. This is
the below
some
your standards
BS.
Part. I didn't know that.
No. You should never be dating anybody below your standards, because that doesn't make it fun. You wouldn't be excited to be with this person if they're below your standards. But so basically, it means being tied down during the cold season, right? And for us, that's like end of September, early October. And so according to today.com, they say that cuffing season takes on a different meaning for each and every person. And so everybody defines it differently. And there used to be a schedule somewhere on the internet, and I cannot find it. But I know that it starts with in the summertime, you have your draft pick, right? You start a list, aka a roster, and you date them. Dates is going out to hang out outside of your home, people, okay? Not chilling at home watching Netflix. That's not a date. Ladies, don't let him fool you. Smoking in the car is also not a date.
I miss those days too, boy.
A date is going out for a walk, going to a picnic, going out to eat at a restaurant. And if you're so mad at having to pay the bill, you should confront the situation and say, hey, I would like to take you out on a date if you don't mind going half on dinner. Meet you at 8 and do it that way. I hear a lot of men complaining about how they have to be the breadwinners and how they have to pay for the bill. You don't have to do that. There will be a woman out there who will go Dutch with you if you so please. So anyways, moving on. So you create your roster, and then by this time in August, you should be narrowing it down from 10 to 5 to 3, right? And then you go, you really gauge the three and say, which one has the best cuddles? By this point, you should at least be sitting with them on the couch watching a movie, right? And figuring out who has the best cuddles. Because the thing is, if you're the big spoon, right, from my experience, what do you do with that other arm that's under shorty? You know, because it falls asleep. It's hard out here. So you got to figure out if you can be interchangeable. Can you be little spoon with this person? Will she look at you different if you want to be little spoon? These are things you have to think about going into cuffing season. Another thing you have to think about is,
I've never even...
Does the person cook? Because you cannot eat out every day. You will gain weight.
I'm back in the subject, okay?
Happy weight is the thing, right? Because of the cooking?
Cook. Yeah, now I'm back.
You have to cook. Cook meals together. Then you'll see,
oh, together?
Right? Oh, come on. This is called cuffing season franchise, please. Also, figure out what kind of friends this person has. Do their friends annoy you? Because if their friends annoy you, you can't be cuffed with them. Because they're going to want to bring you around, bring you to Friendsgiving, right? The double dates is coming. So you got to choose wisely. Then you have to look at if they have kids, right? Because now this will determine how much alone time you will have with them. Are you the one that has to come after the baby fell asleep? Maybe. Make it work, whatever works for you. But I think the key the key factors here are respect. Be upfront, be direct, right? Say, this is what I want from this. This is what I don't want from this. And then you're giving that person choice. Don't be a liar. Don't manipulate the situation. Because chances are, the more honest you are, the more direct, you'd be surprised how many people comply.
You should always start off with, I got a girl.
Why? Just in case?
Solves all the problems.
That's
right there.
Crazy.
Solves all the problems right
That's
there.
That's not good advice. You're ruining my segment.
All right, well, you'll be surprised how many girls will say, I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. You'll be surprised how many girls, women, men, whoever it is that you're dating, will accept
compromise,
the truth and compromise.
Baby.
Yes, so be honest. And then cuffing season ends after Valentine's Day. So
Before?
What?
Get up out of there before Valentine's Day.
No.
Now you're sending the wrong idea.
You're not sending the wrong idea. It's easy way in.
After New Year's Eve, I'm a new person, so...
You're on your fam when the ball drops.
There you go.
Getting cut off.
Get up out of there now.
That's not right. No, you have to spend the holidays together. This is the point of cuffing season, is somebody to hold you. Or you can say, hey, you know, I don't really feel comfortable meeting your family. I think it's too soon, right? And then you get out of that. And then you find a way to be like, maybe we could have our own Friendsgiving at the house. And then you cook for each other and do it that way. There's ways around not meeting the family without being a complete a-hole. Trust me.
I'm just saying cuffing season ends before Valentine's Day.
No, it doesn't. You made that rule up. It literally does not. It ends after
I think it's a great rule.
You want to break up with somebody
before Valentine's Day?
That is rude.
My father was alive, I'd call him right now.
And ask him?
And he'd tell you about his ex-girlfriends before my mom.
What the
hell? Christmas. Get out of there.
And don't go too crazy for Christmas. Stop buying big old presents, please. Something small, sweet, and thoughtful. Cuffing season, we're on it.
You got somebody for cuffing season?
Do I have what?
Somebody for cuffing season.
This is my jam. This is the song of the summer.
It's not what I asked. It's a little love. If you put it down, I'm a big. Can't afford to live nowhere. So yeah. else is expensive. Gas in Providence. I will never get gas in Providence.
It's almost at $4. They're sneaking up on us. $3.79 the other day. That's how I saw it. Regular gas. I feel bad for those who are bougie and putting good gas. I'll never put good gas in my car. I'm be rolling with a Tesla, and still putting in cheap gas. Wait, you don't have to put gas. It's electric. Look at how broke people think. I don't even know about luxury. I've been broke for so long that I don't even know that Teslas don't run on gas. That's crazy.
No, they don't.
Anyways, we had some new music come out last week. DJ Khaled dropped a song called Supposed to Be Love with Lil Baby Future. And who was the other Lil on here? Lil Uzi Vert. Not a big fan, but it's out there. It's DJ Khaled, so it'll do the numbers. Also, French Montana.
Who's the little per?
Who's the other little? French Montana put out a single called Good Summer. This might be his best single in a long time, and it's still not that great. But I've been tough on French for a while now because what happened? He just lost his mojo after Unforgettable. But anyway, Trippy Red also put out a single with Roddy Ricch called Closed Doors. Reason dropped something. We got some new music from Tone Stiff on the R&B side. We got some new Gucci Mane. We have a new Trina with Dream Doll and Super Cindy, which is a new name for me. There's just so many female rappers out there right now. There's a lot of new music that came out. So if you are looking for new music, head over to your streaming platforms and don't just let the radio dictate what gets played. Because that other radio station that that gets played on the radio, they play the same thing over and over again. So if you're not listening to 101.1 FM WBRU360, chances are you're listening to the same whack stuff over and over again. So make sure that you expand your palette, because there's so much good music that gets released every single Friday from all kinds of artists that's just not on the radio. Also, Hailey Bailey put out a single called Angel last week. I don't know if I talked about that last week. I don't know if it came out last Friday or the Friday before, but anyway, it's fire. I like the direction she's going in. It's very different from her sister. I like how different they are. I don't like when people try to pin them and compare them. It's very weird. Also, new music from Latto and DeVito is coming out. Afrobeats artists interested in what that will sound like. And also, Nicki Minaj previewed new music on Instagram for her Pink Friday 2 coming out in October. So let's see what that's going to sound like. You think it's going to be good or you think it's going to be trash?
Has Nicki Minaj dropped two albums before Cardi's dropped her second?
Yes. Are you being
I'm
a tough
asking.
Critic?
No, I'm just asking.
But here's the thing. The last two albums that Nicki put...
It was just a question.
I'm just saying, the last two stuff that Nicki put out was very trash. Queen was not good. Was it Queen? Is it called Queen, right? There was one song... Don't eat the cookie because it's good for him. And when he eat the cookie, he got good for him. What's that song? Good for him. That's one record. Then there's the...
Chun-Li
is another joint. Anyways, let's see what she comes out with now. Nicki Minaj has been very controversial. Very strange behavior has been coming from the queen. So I'm interested in listening to her new music and seeing who she got on the album, who she's collabing with. Because she be collabing with random people. Like Tekashi 6ix9ine out of nowhere, then Ice Spice. They got one of the biggest hip hop records out right now for Barbie.
That song Super Freaky Girl with the Rick James. That wasn't on the album?
No, that was a single.
So that's gonna be on this one coming? I didn't like that at all.
Maybe. I didn't like it either. But the Barbie joint will probably be on there, and that's a big record right now. So let's see what happens. I don't know. But keep it locked right here every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. where we talk about all things love during the Love Report, franchise's favorite topic, local news, and pop culture. Every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. with me, Christina Seb, and DJ Franchise. And I think Rami will be here next week. Can never tell with that girl. She just be doing whatever the heck she wants to do. Just be coming on and off the radio. Rami, if you're listening to this, you cannot choose when you can and cannot come on this radio station. It's either you're a permanent host or not a host at all.
How about that?
And I'm lying, of course. So, Rami, I'll see you next week. And yeah, that's all we have this week. Thank you for tuning in to another week of the Midday Spark Up. We'll see y'all next week.
Akon and Young Jesus.